Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night in Israel with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, making for a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah, highlighting its connections to the Iranian government. Also, according to Walla, earlier this hour, disruptions at Ben-Gurion Airport have led to significant economic damage. The Treasury sources say the real question is about the insights gained from these events. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu has instructed the removal of the airport's authority chairman from the Likud party following the airport strike. Separately from JTA, the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the first Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle, have been found earlier today. And finally, I-24 News reports that Israel's new ambassador has begun work in Colombia, facing both a warm welcome and major challenges. Here's what people are saying online. UN Watch wrote just minutes ago that Francesca Albanese is increasingly isolated following new controversies with mounting international pressure. Al Arabiya English reports that Iran's parliament speaker attended a significant event in Iraq's Karbala, marking 40 days since the burial of the slain supreme leader. OSINT 6113 posted earlier today that the U.S. is gearing up to target all entities assisting Iran in moving its finances, suggesting significant upcoming actions. Let's go deeper into today's stories. Starting with the U.S. sanctions on Hezbollah, the Jerusalem Post notes that the Treasury Department's move underscores Hezbollah's significant role under Iran's Quds Force. This aims to curb Iran's influence in the region and disrupt its financial networks. The implications could further strain Hezbollah's operations and finances. Turning to the Ben-Gurion Airport strike, Walla reports that the strike highlighted vulnerabilities within the airport's operations. Treasury sources suggest that the economic impact could spark a reevaluation of current protocols. This could lead to policy changes affecting future airport operations and management. Meanwhile, following the airport strike, Israel Hayom states that Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to expel Pinchas Idan from the Likud party underscores internal tensions. This move reflects the political fallout from the strike and could impact future party dynamics. Separately, on the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains, JTA reports that Katz was a 22-year-old tank gunner and yeshiva student when he died 44 years ago. His family and the nation can now find closure after decades of uncertainty. This discovery brings a poignant reminder of the long-lasting impacts of conflict. Finally, Israel's new ambassador in Colombia, as per I-24 News, faces significant challenges amid a warm reception. With Colombia being a key regional player, the ambassador's role will be crucial in strengthening diplomatic ties and addressing mutual concerns. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business details a new Israeli AI system designed to revolutionize how apartments are matched with buyers, aiming to streamline housing project marketing. Separately, Kitech highlights insights from Moore Weinberger of Echo, discussing the critical nature of security research and the hidden vulnerabilities within digital ecosystems. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that the Karsonia project in Jerusalem has sold nearly half of its apartments. This reflects strong demand and interest from American buyers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.